Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Opioid Indiana by Brian Allen Carr, read by Sean Compton. I'm from Texas, but most of the story takes place in Indiana, where the winter weather sits like iced gray vomit on the cornfields. Every restaurant serves fried pork sandwiches. Half the men over 35 are so numb on opioids you could win a bar fight just by swinging a dead cat over your head and running in circles. Not that I can get into a bar. Shit, I'm 17. In Indiana, kids my age vape with nothing in it but flavor. Might as well eat candy fog. I'm not the biggest fan of getting fucked up, but if I'm doing something, I'm doing it for real. None of the Mexicans I knew in Texas vaped, and I never chilled with whites before moving to Indiana. They're fine. I'm one of them. But I'm not gross. I don't sit around eating food stamp frosted flakes while ragging on black folks because they're looking for handouts. I don't scream, "Build the wall," every time I hear a language other than English. Whites aren't supposed to talk race, and I didn't realize that until I came here. Back home, almost everyone's Mexican-American or Mexican-Mexican, so we'd talk about being white all the time, because my non-white friends were curious. And mostly back home, when you talked about being white, you talk about how mean white people's parents are. Mexican kids never got told to leave home. They can live in converted garages until they're 75 years old, and not a single soul would judge them. If you're 19 and white and not paying a grand a month for an apartment, you're a piece of shit. Whites can't keep long in their parents' nests, gobbling up their parents' food, watching cartoons on their parents'.